Central New York Democratic State Senator Dave Valesky, first elected in 2004, was one of six members of the former Independent Democratic Conference in the Senate to lose in a primary this year. That's opened up the 53rd Senate District seat to Democrat Rachel May, who defeated Valesky in that primary, and Republican Janet Berman, both of whom live in Syracuse. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the winner will most likely move the district from the center to either a more progressive or conservative ideology.
May works at Syracuse University in sustainability education, and she says she wants to bring her problem-solving skills to Albany. She says she is not running as a far-left Democrat, but rather as a bold Democrat.
Dave Valesky talked about the same issues that I talk about, but I really want to be out there and be a champion for them.
Part of upstate Republicans' strategy for winning in the legislature is appealing to voters by being a check to Governor Andrew Cuomo and downstate Democrats. But May says upstate issues won't be diluted if Democrats take the Senate.
Better funding for education is an upstate issue. Healthcare is an upstate issue. Addressing poverty is an upstate issue. Infrastructure is an upstate issue. So there are a lot of things that Democrats care about that I think upstate will benefit from.
May is pushing for single-payer health care, which is one of the reasons Onondaga County Republican Chairman Tom Dady has called her a radical extremist. But Berman, an economist, has stayed away from that kind of rhetoric.
Rachel and I are endeavoring to have a positive, upbeat campaign. We're both trying to set an example for the rest of the world.
Berman says the importance of Republicans maintaining the state Senate cannot be overemphasized. One race could flip control to the Democrats, who Berman says heavily represent New York City, while Republicans represent areas across the state.
We stand in the best position to advocate for upstate and press the priorities that we're concerned with here, which include my first priority, which is eliminating the barriers to our having a prosperous economy here in central New York.
Berman says that means addressing the state's high taxes and government inefficiencies. She says not facing an incumbent increases her chances of winning, but Democrats have an enrollment advantage in the 53rd Senate District, which includes most of Syracuse, all of Madison County, and parts of Onondaga and Oneida counties. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.